Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Champs Outlast, the podcast where we just chat shit about wrestling. I'm Andrew, and as always, I'm joined by my mate Lee. How are you, Lee? You good?
I'm not too bad, thanks yourself.
I am good. Do you know what you literally said to me before we came on air? Like, oh, stop watching the cricket. I was like, yeah, I can do both. I won't mess up. I genuinely nearly messed up saying, oh, here's Lee, because I looked at the screen at the time. So my apologies there, mate. I am 100% watching the cricket in the background of the show today.
You are legitimately a fucking idiot.
Like I say, it's on mute at least. So yeah, it's fine. Yes, you're the one who has texted the group saying, oh, gym tomorrow to try and get some heat. So like, oh, Andy, come to the gym. You know full well I won't be going to the gym with you tomorrow.
Trust me, mate, there's enough heat in this room at the moment. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
sweating here, mate. Sweating.
It is a warm. We don't need summertime, man. Bring on the cold again.
I've got my summer swell, mate. Not summer swell.
Yep. I'm as horny as Stephen Toast.
I've got him.
I am as horny as Stephen Toast. I've definitely got the summer swell. Jesus.
Do you want to start talking about some wrestling before this gets even weirder?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yep. I do enjoy our cold opens. If only it was cold, to be fair, that would have been glorious. That was a fucking choice. You were quite impressed that I actually watched all of AEW this week. I did watch all of Fighter Fest.
That's like 2 weeks in a row you've watched all of AEW. Which I think is possibly the first time ever. 2 episodes in a row.
Did I watch it last week?
Yeah.
Did I?
You definitely knew enough about it anyway to cover
it. Oh, I read about it and then saw some YouTube highlights probably. It's good enough.
I'm trying to give you the kudos here of actually watching some wrestling instead of just like pattering your way through it. And you go, oh, no, I'll just lie to the people.
Well, one, I would always prefer to be honest. And two, considering what we will have to do later on in the show, where we're definitely going to be making some shit up, we may as well get it out of the way early. as our lack of watching is going to become quite apparent in about half an hour's time.
If we do get some like proper fans in that product listening to this somehow, they're going to be salty as fuck, I imagine.
And to them, I say, fuck you. We're
but
trying.
Please like and subscribe.
Yeah, obviously. be pleased the fact that we are branching out and trying different products. I don't see it as a rivalry, you know, just let's enjoy whatever wrestling is there.
And there is a hell of a lot of wrestling this weekend.
There bloody is, because even Rampage is going to start in a couple of weeks, isn't it?
Yeah.
On a Friday night, so is that going to go up against SmackDown? I don't know how the time is going to work. Is it slightly later? Is it SmackDown, then that will be on?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's TV rated.
I think it's on after SmackDown, I think. I think it's going to be like 10 o'clock. So.
Yeah, so like SmackDown 8 till 10.
Yeah. I think Rampage is going to be more adult based, essentially.
TV 14.
Yeah, well, Dynamite is anyway.
Sure. They did say shit.
Yeah, speaking of AEW, how did you find Fighter Fest?
I liked it.
Night one.
Yeah, there was a reason why I thought we'd, you know, try and watch it as a whole rather than just kind of read about it and then go, yeah, it's kind of cool. I wish I'd have just watched that. The things were wrong. I was like, yeah, no worries. I'll watch a bit of that. I was intrigued by the coffin match not casket match, but definitely coffin match.
Yeah.
Casket match is probably gimmick infringement.
Probably.
Yeah, even though pretty much the exact same thing.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest, it was a cheaper version, essentially.
Thank the Lord it was, to be honest. Imagine that, a real casket. I don't think he'd have gone through it, Lee.
Why would Ethan Page agree to that spot? Like, he literally didn't see that coming. He literally just had to lie and go, fuck, fuck. I assume wait for the pop in the crowd and then breaks.
He knows that the coffin moves, so they manoeuvre him into place. So as soon as that happens, he must know, all right, I've got about 10, 15 seconds before impact. And then you're just hoping for the best. Oh, I can take that from experience. Once the cover's on and your eyes are at a shot, that's it. You know, you don't see that spear coming.
Yeah, but that 10, 15 seconds must have felt like a lifetime, to be fair.
Cool. Yeah. There's no way it doesn't hurt. Like, it can't not hurt.
Yeah. I mean, why have you got a splinter to the eye as well? That would have been like insane.
Sure. Of all the things that could have happened there, I wasn't expecting to go, oh, but what if you got a splinter to the eye? And I'm thinking, shit, he's right. Yeah, that would suck. it was a decent main event. It was how I would have booked it, because it seems a bit stupid. Considering they even had the same words that Alan has tattooed on his chest on the coffin, I go, well, he's not losing, is he?
Yeah, I think that's going to be his gimmick match going forward.
Yeah.
Well, you'd imagine so anyway.
Mm-hmm. Whereas I didn't mind having a new champ in Ricky Starks in the FTW.
Yeah,
that kind of took the storyline on a little bit.
Yeah, it was kind of like a weird, like, double swerve. When I swerved it one way and then swerved it back again, and you're like, okay. Like, it looked like they were going to help Brian Cage. And then Hobbs just went, no. Just take him out.
Yeah.
Screw it. But yeah, I like Ricky Starks. Always gold on the mic.
Yeah, mate, it's a funny guy. Yeah, I like him. And I like that Taz just comes in and goes, oh, this is a belt that's not recognised by the company. It's not recognised by any company. That's the way it's always been. It's always it should be. Thinking, fucking hell, Taz, you just made this belt for yourself. It's fucking brilliant.
Pretty much.
Oh, that's why I love it, man. It's no real difference to the $1 million belt, is it?
Yeah.
It's not really a thing.
Same gimmick infringement, essentially, isn't it?
Yes, pretty much. I thought that was pretty cool. Remind me who Moxley was up against, actually, on the night.
Carl Anderson.
Yes. I mean, that's an obvious retain.
Better match than I thought it was going to be fair.
Yeah.
I like the fact that Eddie Kingston went fucking balls to the wall right before the match, took out Gallows, and then it was just a straight up one-on-one match. I was like, good booking. The only thing which pissed me off, and it did piss me off, is they could have had Carl Anderson come out first, get the boos, and then have your champ come out last, and he would have got a bigger pop.
Well, you know, I always think champs should come out last. It's the reason this podcast is called that. But I feel that your words there are contradicting what you have said previously. And you're like, oh, yeah, but he's going to come out because, you know, it's fans there, so, you know, it's going to come out. So I'm actually surprised that you've said that.
No.
You contradicted what you've said before.
I think on this occasion, because Anderson was a big heel, or at least they're trying to push it that way, you let him get the heat first. And then you let Moxie come out because he's not been seen for a month, maybe. I think he's had a month off.
I don't know.
So yeah, they could have.
I've only watched the last 2 weeks, remember?
Yeah. Well, but yeah, they could have saved that one.
Sure. But either way, pretty much an easy retain that then sets up a death match against Lance Archer next week.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, we're in Texas. We'll have a Texas death match. All right.
Well, shoot, that's next week's main event.
Who knows? Who fucking knows with AEW? Honestly, that show goes so quick, it's sometimes impossible to keep up with what the fuck's going on. And I enjoy it that way, to be fair. It's a nice change of pace.
Yeah, it's nice that it's still only, you know, a couple of hours.
Yeah, like, if I went 3 hours, I'd be like, no, this is too much.
I couldn't have 3 hours of that, considering they already have, you know, 2 hours of dark as well and everything. Like, you don't need a 3 hour main show, just keep it as that.
Yeah, I think they've kind of changed the format of dark and
Elevation.
Yeah, there you go, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Where basically, if you do well on Elevation, you get promoted to Dark. And then if you do well on Dark, you get promoted to Dynamite.
I feel like it should be the way around. If you're on Dark and then you get elevated.
Yeah, yeah.
To Elevation.
But apparently, that's the procedure.
Okay.
Which is why our boss's name. He had a name which stood out a mile, and yet I can't think of it. It was against Sammy Guevara. It was like a weird face versus face match.
Oh, shit. Yeah, like, I thought that was weird.
It was like Wheeler Yota or something like that.
Yeah, it's definitely something.
Yeah.
Yuta.
Who bizarrely has just been put with the best friends.
Yeah, he's there.
Maybe sure. I should watch Dark and anyway. No, I've watched it before and got my fingers burnt, so.
It was more they were giving you the results of Dark along the bottom on the ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking, how many fucking matches were on? That person again?
That's what
how many times is Dark on?
That's what always puts me off, to be honest. The results scroring along the bottom. I like it, but I'm like, well, it's a 2 hour show. And then I swear sometimes it's like 15 matches, and you're like, how much time do they give each match? Because surely there's like a bit of promo and all that sort of fluff in between.
Yeah. Can't be having exactly great matches, but strange. It seems that we also have a bit of, well, not breaking news because he hasn't said shit, but Greg has decided he's going to interrupt our proceedings in Texas with a little, he's heard a rumour about a potential surprise for tonight on a SmackDown.
Has he said what his potential spoiler is?
No, he hasn't. Would you like me to reply?
Yes, please.
Okay. What is said rumour? And now we wait.
Yeah, we'll come back to that.
Should we talk amongst ourselves while we
wait? No, we'll come back to that at a later point during the show.
It's funny because he's literally typing as we go. But we can talk about NXT, that's fine.
just one quick thing about AEW, Andrew.
Sure.
Hangman Page, still on board?
It's strange because I haven't really probably seen him wrestle that much. And so I don't really know his style at all. I don't know what it is. But
is
it... I'm down with it. I think it's a very natural thing. In the same way that I thought Jungle Boy was a very natural step up because he was getting pushed. I know it wasn't really necessarily a crowd there, but he was getting pushed by the crowd that was there.
Yeah.
You know, they were hyping him, so I could see why they were going with him. And I think that's the same with Hangman Page. So I'm down with it.
The thing is, though, they've now got to choose five people from the Dark Order to compete in a match. Well,
Hangman Page, series.
Person of the four.
Well, you'll have John Silver.
Now we're very close on, especially 10. Jim Ross.
Is Ten and Joe Silver the same one?
No, they're two different people, mate.
So there's two.
Yeah.
Evil Uno.
Colt Cabana.
Well, okay. For you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Evil Inner, who is brilliant on the mic. Literally very good.
So he'll probably get eliminated first then?
Yeah, yeah, oh. Probably. Because, you know.
Number one in it.
Yeah. And, so yeah. So I'm hoping that it literally comes down to, like, say, like a four versus one scenario. And Hangman Page has a shot of whiskey at ringside and then proceeds.
Downs a beer. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Does some cowboy shit. The fans pop, he eliminates the rest of the team.
Gets on that side.
Kenny Omega gets counted out, so he doesn't actually take any.
Oh, yeah, because he's a prick, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah,
or you'll like just Don, stand there and be like, okay.
Yeah, or like Don Callis is putting the match, you know, that sort of bollocks.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Any more thoughts on AEW?
No. Cool. Never want to speak about him again.
Fair enough.
Done. I'll give him one more week next week because I'll probably watch Fighter Fest Night 2. But after that, I'm done.
No, you'll probably end up watching AEW Grand Slam as well because it's from the tennis stadium.
In fairness, they've got me on the name. Fair play to them. Really.
Good marketing.
It is.
Has Greg responded with...
He has. I guessed his code. I like that he did it all in emojis. So he put a phone and then an up. Call up. There you go. Yeah. That's the first one for you. Crack that enigma. Then
start breaking the Jerry codenesses.
Then he put,
is it Y2J? And they called him up from AEW.
Yeah, it's funny because the gif that he does send does involve Jericho, that's why I've laughed. Then his next emoji is a man wearing a crown. What do you think that could mean? Who would wear a crown, like?
King.
Ooh, he's not quite a king though, is he? If you're not quite a king, what would you be?
Prince.
A prince, you say? What princes do you know, not princesses, like, I said that wrong. What princes do you know in NXT?
What? Oh.
One Fergal Davis.
Yeah,
not Prince Puma. He's already on the show.
Well, to be honest, that's what I was thinking. I was like, why didn't they move him from Raw to SmackDown?
That would have been... It's not subtexting this.
It's a call-up in my head, to be fair, because, you know, it goes Raw, NXT, and then SmackDown.
Well, in that case, he can't jump to. He has to go to NXT first. Mandy Rose asked.
And then you've got Raw Underground wedged in between, ironically, above Raw.
Yeah, yeah. It's good shit, that was. Yes, and then the gift that he then sent is of Finn Balor getting the number one pick in the draft. Yeah, right. Cool. All right, wicked.
I'd still rather Finn was on NXT, to be honest. But, you know, if they want to book him properly, they want to book Finn properly and put him up against Reigns, I'm buying that.
Okay.
Well, while we're talking about potential rumours, I read a great one earlier that that The Rock is going to come back at WrestleMania and be in a tag match. That's right, Andrew, a tag match against Roman Reigns and each side having an Uso.
Great.
I was like, how are you going to book that bollocks?
Can we not make it a mixed tag? And not The Rock gets picked out?
Couldn't The Rock's daughter get a call up for NXT?
Okay, Roman can have Big Tam. Like, I'm not asking. Big Tam's in the match. Book it out if you fucking want, yeah. Not bothered.
Alright.
Spot the right championship.
I presume so, because, you know, aren't all Samoans related apart from Samoa Joe to The Rock? Samoa Joe is just on his own.
Yeah. He's happy about it, to be honest. He's happy about it. Unless, of course, he's getting choked out by Karrion Kross.
Is this a sign of Joe's in-ring return, then? It's got to be, right?
Oh, who knows, man? I feel like they've really been teasing it. Because him and Adam Cole, they tease. Him and Karrion Kross, they've basically given to us on a plate, not alone tease.
Him and Pete Dunne?
Yeah. It's like, God's sake. I mean, in fairness, Pete Dunne's been making eyes at everybody recently. So.
You know, he's the baddest man in NXT.
Fucking brilliant.
I believe that's what you said.
It is.
Then
not quite,
also
that eloquently. I'm the baddest man and all.
Very good, Andrew. Very good.
I mean, I'm not too far from the region.
I was going to say, you're not too far away from the accent, so it does help.
Yeah. I can just about put it on if I have to.
So yeah, a lot of weird shit going on in NXT.
I think it's getting towards that reset that certainly you craved. Probably you wanted it before Great American Bash, but it looks as though that's hopefully drawn the line under a few things and we might get some new feuds.
Well, it looks as if it's going back to old school NXT feel and it's not really a third brand as such. So, like, the call-ups will just go to Raw and SmackDown, and they might get someone who's not being used correctly. A Mandy Rose, for example.
And I don't dislike that at all. It only annoys me more that they've finally made Aaliyah interesting on NXT. Because she's turned her back on Robert Stone. The crowd that were there genuinely popped for that.
Yeah.
So they've sort of turned a little bit face, which isn't a terrible thing because, God, the place needs faces.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was cool. She had something in a tag with Jesse Kamea. Frankie Monet, they could easily have just turned face and gone, yeah, I'll be your manager and stuff now. But I can still also wrestle, so it kind of keeps in and around. And I could have seen that working. They could have got a few shitty wins against some people, gotten a little win over the likes of Kaelin Carter and Casey Catanzaro. That then would probably set them up to be like, oh, now if we beat, well, it would have been Ember and Shotzi, but that's no longer a thing. That pissed me off.
It confused me more than pissed me off, to be honest.
And then suddenly, you could have them as maybe tag contenders, and that would have done something. But no, instead they've done it where it's a swap for her and Mandy Rose. So does that mean that Mandy Rose and Frankie Monet are rivals?
I think it's just going to be like Mandy Rose is now just on the show.
No, does that mean that she's a rival with Frankie at the moment? Because that's sort of where they seem to have pushed it within that sort of circle still. And that's what I didn't get is then, oh, cool. So this crowd now understands that Aaliyah is in something. They don't mind it. They're happy to push. She's going to turn up on what? Raw, you say?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
In some random tower. And everyone's going to go, well, who the fuck is this? Bear in mind, the commentary team lead didn't even know who Piper Niven was.
Yeah, but NXT UK is not canon.
Well, sure, yeah. We know it's not canon. But, yeah, that's what I didn't get. So, unfortunately, I think now, as much as I'm happy for Aaliyah to get called up, fair play, like I said, she is got to be one of the most tenured members of that NXT roster. It's insane. What, she's still only 24, 25?
Yeah. Would you like to hear one positive about this for you?
Go.
They can't shorten Aaliyah's name.
Mm.
I mean, they'll try. They will try.
Yeah, but I mean, they could do drop her and just, give her a new name.
Yeah.
So don't give her the false hope yet, mate.
I'm just praying that they don't put her with Jinder Mahal.
I think she's more likely to go with the once known Mustafa Ali, because Ali, Aaliyah,
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus.
He's thinking about it now, isn't he? He's put all there's a lot of similar letters in those names.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit.
You know?
Well, let's just pray that Vince isn't listening to this podcast on his downtime. Don't want to give him any ideas.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, we want to give him some ideas, but maybe not that one. It's going to be a strange one. And unfortunately, I think she might just get lost a little bit in the shuffle.
She's not going to do anything. This is one step closer to a release. Not an actual promotion, right?
Yeah. But, it's a fair play to it. And I'm interested to see what they do with Mandy Rose. Hope she comes down here with a bit of confidence and gets a few matches and actually gets to try some wrestling. That'd be normal for her. You know, I think she'll enjoy that.
Do you want to talk about your favourite bit of NXT, which I presume was the Cameron Grimes butler segment?
Well, we probably called it last week, if not on the air, definitely in conversation. Just the epitome of silly bollocks, and it was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Everything about the whole lot just worked, because I was there going, oh, well done. Are they going to play it so, you know, like they're dressing him up and everything, teaching him a bit of etiquette, maybe? And I'm going, oh, it's like, is he somehow going to, you know, is he going to be kind of like a My Fair Lady sort of thing?
Going
to soften up his rough edges and he's going to be, you know, a good member of society. And then, nah. Cameron Grimes is going, just be an idiot. And then he's going to hire some little kid to do it. And I can't believe he didn't still pay him. I thought, what an absolute little prick. He goes, he was Cameron Grimes' money. You know, it wasn't his money. He could have let him pay him. He's like, yeah, how the fuck you pay? He drops out of the floor. I was like, this is fantastic. And then, obviously he was going in the pool. It was brilliant.
To be honest, from the very first segment, I was like, someone's going to end up in that pool.
I didn't notice the pool, to be honest, at the start. I thought, interested that they couldn't get him a butler suit to fit him. But that suit didn't fit him for shit.
I literally thought he was going to turn around in the first segment and just walk directly into the pool, end the first segment.
Nah, you've got to give the crowd something. I love that, mate. Obviously, long may it continue for next week and whatever the bloody hell he makes him do.
I think that pretty much wraps up NXT.
Well, I mean, it doesn't. Not from the notes that we've said anyway. Because like, so the other feuds are now setting up. Adam Cole, Bay Bay versus Bronson Reed.
Yeah.
Bronson Reed's the only one who doesn't give a shit about his shenanigans. He's like, I'll just squash you, dickhead. And I'm like, fucking play on, boys, play on. We've got Legado del Fantasma possibly up against Hit Row.
Who's facing that?
No one, but I don't give a shit. Just want to see.
Fair enough.
To me, that is going to be, you know, when they did the triples match before, that's what they could basically do now. So I'm all for it. And then, hopefully eventually we get just straight up Pete Dunne versus Timothy Thatcher, but we're definitely going to get a tag match first. Pete Dunne, Oney Lorcan versus Old Man Ciampa.
Which
I don't think we need, but we'll definitely.
With all the respect in the world, I wish Ciampa and Lorcan would just fuck off on this occasion. Or just go and feud with each other. I'm not.
Yeah.
Just let Thatcher and Pete Dunne just have this.
Lorcan is 100% treading water right now because Danny Burch is injured. Back if he's commentating right now.
Basically, I want Thatcher Pete doing it in a five pit match.
100% what I was thinking, but you do realize that means that Thatcher wins. He's 100% in the five pit.
That's fine.
Gonna turn against our boy.
It's gonna take a few L's before he gets a big W, mate.
Okay. In fairness, the true champions do have a short memory when it comes to losses. That's what makes them champions.
Exactly.
So Adam Cole, baby, does it.
At least he got the crowd to pop this week and actually react when he did the Adam Cole Bay Bay thing. Because when he did it like a few weeks before, like he just didn't get a reaction.
It's like,
it's like they've forgotten a bit. The one and only bit that they've got, and they forgot it. If I was on call, I'd be like, take this shit show back to full sale now. Like, they need a bit. Because drunk Everton fans not been there.
So it'd go, innit? It's an AEW boy now.
Yeah, apparently there was someone in the front row at AEW who was also a regular on WWE TV in the crowd. It does make me think that AEW may have paid these people to attend the show. Just to pop the internet.
Yeah. It's a very Tony Khan sort of thing to do.
I can't wait till Simon turns up.
Nah. If that happens, mate. Him and Green Alien shirt.
Green Alien's shirt was in the was in AEW.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit got real now.
That's what I saw it on Twitter on Thursday.
Yeah, if Simon turns up.
Yeah. I reckon if Simon turns up, he'll get the Simon is all elite.
I'm trying to get to find it, like his real name. Oh, mate, I mean, that's brilliant. Okay. That brings us to the other item that we want, because NXT UK this week, yeah, feel like
that really. There's a bit of news from NXT UK, isn't there? Have you seen this?
I'm not sure. All I saw this week was Miko versus Amal. Pretty good.
Have you seen this week's episode? I don't know whether it was just announced on the internet or.
I've watched this whole episode.
So Walter is out injured with a serious hand injury.
No, because what obviously I sent to you earlier was the press conference for Walter versus Ilya.
Right.
So as far as I'm concerned, he was on. Triple H introduced it, for fuck's sake.
Oh, fucking hell.
I know.
But yeah, apparently Walter's got a serious hand injury.
Too much chopping.
Yeah. I'm glad you said chopping
now, yeah. Right? Way too much chopping. Sure.
Lovely. But yeah.
A lot of chopping, yeah. Sure.
Jesus Christ. So yeah, apparently he's out for a while, so I've got a feeling the belt may be vacated and that's the only way they're going to get him off it.
What a marvellous reign he has had. So he's up to 800 plus days because he went over a year without actually, you know, defending it.
In fact, there's
already an asterisk on it.
It's not Walter's fault, there's a pandemic.
I'm just saying, so there's already an asterisk on it anyway. And then, Justice is up against another feud where I was thinking maybe he might lose it. Oh, he just happens to get injured, so he'll probably be out for a little bit longer. He'll be at 1,000 days, and he's probably, you know, defended his title 5 times in 1,000 days. I'm like, nah, Pete Dunne's my champ all day.
I imagine, like, in the modern era of WWE now, if your reign got up to 1,000 days, I presume they would just vacate the belt anyway.
Like, I'm retired hurt in cricket. So yeah, I'm retiring, not out. It's cool.
Like,
don't worry about
it. I imagine Vince gets a notification on his desk, like, someone's got 1,000 days. He's like, who in the fuck's booking this? Vacate it now.
He goes, good Lord, who is it? He's a big fella, though. He's gone, how big? Shows him a picture of him and goes, all right, we'll give him another 100 days. Come back to me in 100 days. And then we'll have a word. See if he's got any bigger. If he's got any bigger, 100 days. If he hasn't got any bigger, 1,100 days, that's it. Cut him off.
I'm pretty sure that's how he put Yokozuna, to be fair.
Got bigger, eh?
He definitely did, sadly.
But anyway, we'll digress a little bit. We've also tried to watch a little bit of Culture, as we did allude to last week, that we'd watched Wrestling Resurgence. We had a sneak peek of their documentary into their new theatre show, which we thoroughly enjoyed. So we, like everybody else, got to watch the premiere. We watched it over the weekend. It was kind of what I expected to be. Put together, you know, your wrestling and your art, decent. Huh? Oh, it was all right.
Yeah, it was a different watch. entertaining from different aspects of looking at wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. It was a strange one not having fans there for it because it was that kind of medium.
Yeah.
I felt I struggled more with that than I would if I was just watching wrestling without a crowd, like we've done with Progress, or if I watched any of Impact's, to be fair, you know, who haven't had a crowd sort of any point. So I did struggle a little bit with that, but as a whole, I think they did a great job. G-Money, generally, I thought it was great. And it exactly how I expected it to be in terms of he's very good at that character work. He's going to be good at pratfalls and very, very big characters. So it's going to lend itself well to it.
Yeah, if you give him any sort of gimmick, he seems to adapt very well to the situation.
Well, let's face it, the first time we ever saw this man, he was dressed as Tinkerbell and had a certificate that he'd made himself, framed, and made into a belt. Yeah. So, yeah. And we looked at each other and went, oh, shit. We could get on board. We were there with a definite non-wrestling fan.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Nay looks at me like, how do you explain this shit? I looked at you and just like shrugged my shoulders, burst out laughing, and I said, probably best they have another beer.
She did. She did.
And fun times from Wolverton.
Yeah,
we're definitely going back at some point. We're saying this every time.
I say this every time, but you hold us back, so I'll go.
No, it's because you want to move there. Because you was impressed by the Asta, the Tesco, all in close proximity to each other.
I swear there's a Sanchez as well. All three of the major ones. Yeah. High street, incredible. That's incredible. I thought Charles Crowley did a good job of kind of orchestrating it and stuff. Again, it was similar to your cordially invited. Not quite as cinematic, obviously, it's a different medium, but held the show together well, which is what you need. You could see where he was going with it and stuff. Enjoyed playing the time, doing a bit. I think a certain gear looked pretty good. We should easily make that a gimmick.
Really?
I mean, it's like one show, you're going, yeah, cool.
Come as a lion, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Work for like one show. It's a good shit. I recommend you go check it out. It'll still be on their YouTube channel. I say it's like half hour, nice easy watch. Good check it out. Something different.
It's an hour in total if you watch the documentary before.
Sure.
Or afterwards.
Yep. Watch it whatever order you wish. it's pretty good, man. Looking forward to getting back out to actually seeing Wrestling Resurgence. That's the next step for us now.
Yeah.
So you go see those guys.
I'm hoping they announce some dates soon.
Innit?
Yeah, I need to scratch that live wrestling itch, essentially.
Yeah, man, before our calendar gets all booked up.
Yeah, I mean, September's already looking pretty full, to be fair.
Indeed it does. And I would like to sneak in a Shropshire Wrestling Alliance show if we can. Just go check the calendar. I genuinely can't remember if we can go see that show or not. It's on the 11th of September.
Yeah.
So August 9th of September. We don't have a show at the minute. We have a show on the Saturday at Kamikaze. No, sorry, Friday night we have Kamikaze. Yeah. On Saturday night. And Sunday we go back to Wrestling Carnival in London. That's all I'm going to say to you. So if we can find a ride, we might be going back to Dorley Town.
Yeah, it's your job to find us a ride, mate.
Okay.
All my avenues are already on holiday, so I can't do anything there, mate. It's all on you, this one, JVP.
Cool. I'm in. okay, it is Friday night. to break all kayfabe for this week. So that means this weekend we have both Impact Slammiversary and also the little matter of Money in the Bank on Sunday, which means both shows are canon and will be entered into the league. So we do have to do official predictions for both. Not this silly bollocks of just, I think it'll be that, but it doesn't really matter. No. This is for fucking original points. So which show would you like to start with?
Let's go with Slammiversary first.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, we watched that project. That product a lot. So it's going to be interesting. I've not sent it out to the group yet. They'll get that. They can get that in the morning. I don't think it's going to matter what they pick, to be honest. It's not going to sway my decisions.
This is where Sully gets all eight matches correct.
Yeah, you're right. There are eight matches, and he won't. He won't, because he will inexplicably probably go, I don't know. Actually, yeah, I'm going to pick this up first. He'll probably say that Sami Callihan's going to beat Kenny Omega.
Maybe.
He's got to think it. He's got to think it.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, spoiler alert, that is match one on this card. It is for it's a no disqualification match for the Impact World Championship.
Is it opening the card?
It might be. Kenny Omega might disrespect the product so much he's like, no, I demand to go on first so I can bugger off. That's a great heel move.
Yeah, see all the Brock Lesnar gimmick in it?
It worked when they were in Saudi, to be fair.
To be honest.
The only one on the flight home.
Was the only one that didn't want to be on SmackDown the following day as well.
But yeah, so it's a no disqualification match for the Impact World Championship. I'm going KO.
Yeah, Omega retains.
Cool. Might get the easy one out of the way. So match two. Josh Alexander, the current Impact X Division champion, is going to defend his title in an Ultimate X match against P.T. Williams, Trey Miguel, Ace Austin, Chris Bay, and Rohit Raju. Ace Austin, who I believe he won the title from.
I'm going to say yes, maybe.
Unless he's changed hands again since. I know Ace Austin did hold the title at one stage and quite a lengthy time.
I think this will be a great match because I really like Ultimate X matches, to be fair, whenever I've caught one. And if you've never watched one, go out your way and watch it. It will actually be really good.
I assume it will be. The talent that is in that match, I would expect good things from. So
I am going to go with they're going to put the belt on Chris Bay because I would put the belt on Chris Bay.
Interesting. I'm going to play it safe and go retain. Because fuck it.
Next.
Which is annoying because I'm looking at the cards and I'm going, that's the easiest one where I think something could change. But there's six men in the match. So I don't know which one to pick. So I'm going to be boring and say retain.
This is where you get 100% just by being boring.
It's worked so far this year. There's still time for me to overbook. Match three, Chris Sabin versus Moose. It's just a straight up singles match.
I got Moose winning this one.
As of from my limited knowledge of Impact currently, I feel he is more on the rise.
Yeah, I think I want to keep him stronger.
Sabin's not going to lose anything there. I feel his reputation stands for itself, whereas Moose. Get a good little win here.
Yeah. Plus also, apparently, Moose turned down WWE to stay with Impact.
Ooh, okay. Well, might be a little reward for it then. Gets a win here. Might get a push somewhere. Cool. Match four is an awkward one. It's currently Diana Perazzo versus TBA. I don't know much about TBA. Like I said, I don't watch the product much. Is she any good?
It's like when they have a trialist in the football.
Yeah, but that's a real person. Like, you can see them, you just don't know their name.
It's not vacated. That wonderful wrestling champion are vacated.
With a lot of championships. This is a singles match for the Impact Knockouts Championship, by the way. So Diana Perazzo is going to defend her title against a current Mishra opponent.
I'm going to go new champ.
Do you think said surprises?
Mickey James.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to say retain because why take it off Perazzo? Unless they have a really big star coming in or whatever, then I don't know. Seems strange. And bear in mind, this has come from the man who basically pitched Jordan Grace to win this title, every time. It's not on the card at the moment, so I can't pick it. I'm gonna say Diana Perazzo retains. Match five is a four-way tag match. For Impact World Tag Team Championship. Mate, honestly, there's eight matches card and it's going to take me about 20 minutes to read the fucking thing. So, this is Violence by Design, who are the current champions, and they can pick any two of the four from Eric Young, Dina, Joe Doering, or Rhino, versus Rich Swann and Willie Mack. That was my reaction as well. Versus TJP and Falabar.
I'm not backing TJP to win because.
Versus the Good Brothers, Doc Gallows, and Carl Anderson.
Right, this is brilliant because I was not even aware of Violent by Design even won the belt. Because I was expecting you to say Finn Juice for champions. So that's fucked me over.
That's fantastic. The reason I know Violent by Design are champs because I picked them last time at Rebellion, I think.
Nice.
So, Impact, know it all over here.
I'll tell you what, when they tour in this country, we'll go to a show.
All right.
Should be all right.
It's not going to be bad, is it?
I'm going to put the belts on the Good Brothers.
It's strange. I was thinking the same.
Is it still in the Elite, that they're called? Just parading around on the AEW Impact, wherever else I wish to show up.
It would work. It would make sense with that storyline. But
just pick TJP, you know you want
it. No, this isn't the Cruiserweight Classic. I'm gonna go Violent by Design. Tang, fuck you all. Told you, man, are we boring as fuck in this?
Fucking middle of the road bastard here, aren't you?
Yeah, so Lee, there's another championship match coming up next.
How many belts have I got, for fuck's sake?
This time, it's for the Impact Knockouts Tag Team Championships. So it's Fire and Flavor.
I've heard of them.
Okay, cool. That's Kira Hogan and Tasha Steeles. Fucking great names. Versus Havoc and Rosemary. That tag team does make sense to me. I've seen both those ladies. Does make sense. And Shocker, retain.
I'm going to go new champs.
Any particular reason, or just to be a twat?
I just need to freshen up the scene, mate.
Brilliant. I mean, they've probably been champs for like a hot minute, and you've gone, fuck it, shame. We don't bloody know. Oh, Christ. Then I've gone match seven, Eddie Edwards versus W. Morrissey. Straight up singles match.
I'm gonna go W. Morrissey.
Faux show. Yeah, it's like his first singles match at a pay per view for him. Got to win, surely.
Yeah, he's a big lad. He likes to win. There's a certain.
I'm sure they all like a win. I don't think any of them are sitting there going, "What's the point of winning? What's the point of winning? Don't want that lovely feeling of winning, do they?"
I imagine you'd be like that in the back. It's like, oh, you want me to put someone over? Oh, no, that's fine. Oh, you want me to win? That was fine too. That would literally be you.
Oh, would you like me to win by count out? Fuck off. Oh, is it Japanese rules? I get 20 seconds. Oh, in that case, yes, just so I can really milk it. Not like in, in fact, that was one that we didn't talk about in AEW. The pretty finish to Christian versus Matt Hardy. Because that was some bullshit.
Yeah.
Christian is dead. Dead. For like a solid 8 seconds. Hasn't even flickered. Hasn't moved. And then suddenly gets to 9. Wakes up like he's the fucking Undertaker. Runs in. Immediately spears Matt Hardy and wins. I'm like, nah, man. I ain't buying this shit. I thought it was terrible looking.
Yeah, but you know, he outworks everyone. I think that's his gimmick, isn't it? Nat and his friend with a big old dinosaur.
Right.
Which Jungle Boy doesn't like.
I have Jungle Boy kills him. But anyway, final match, match 8 of this glorious Slammiversary card.
Looking forward to it, to be honest.
It's a mixed tag match. Featuring Brian Myers and Tennille Dashwood with Sam Beal and Caleb with a K versus Max Cardona and TBA. So they're getting their second match of the evening.
I don't know, they're going to be like tired, aren't they?
Depends on how they book it. Technically, I've got them going on fourth match and last, so got a bit of time.
Thank God you're not booking this card.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't want to see Kenny Omega and Sami Callihan gone first, so you can just go to bed.
You make a valid point.
Now he's thinking about it, isn't he? Yes.
I'm going to go with Brian Myers for the win. Because I'm not 50-50
booking.
I'm not a fan of Matt Cardona.
I'm going 50-50 booking. Because I predicted Matt Cardona to dick him over last time. And he did.
Didn't he lose me out, didn't he? Got rules and no contest.
Still would. Take your pin. Thank you. Yeah. And I'm not picking anybody who, like, mystery guest, that's some bollocks, that, so. Nah. Brian Myers can win, fuck it. And plus, you know, bubbles. So, that works for me, so you can get a win.
Fair enough. I actually enjoyed that bollocks of talking about Slammiversary, Andy. I will try and catch up with you on Sunday at some point. And you'll be like, oh yeah, I've forgotten that was on. And then get 100% in your prediction.
Hopefully.
Normally how it goes, anyway.
I'm praying that's how it goes.
Or it'll get to Wednesday, and then suddenly I'll just go, how did we get on those impact predictions?
No, it'll be more like, did I assume I came last? I look at it and go, yes. Yes, you did. It was like you inexplicably picked Kyle O'Reilly to be Adam Cole. You know, what was he thinking? That was an idiot. I love silly spooking. Every now and again, he just picks something ridiculous.
Speaking of ridiculous, let's talk WWE and Money in the Bank.
I'm not looking forward to this one. Right, so I'm going to do this in my order, not Wikipedia's. So, Pizza Piss, first up, Bobby Lashley, champion with MVP, versus Kofi Kingston with Xavier Woods for the WWE Championship.
Champ retains, that's me.
Yeah. Carry on. Roman Reigns, champion, with Paul Heyman versus Edge for the WWE Universal Championship.
Champ retains, let's carry on.
Move on. AJ Styles versus Omos, champions versus the Viking Raiders of Eric and Ivar for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championships.
Chart retains.
Moving on.
Let's move on.
Rhea Ripley, champion versus Charlotte Flair for the WWE Raw Women's Championship.
Champ best retain or I'm never watching Raw again.
That match.
I'm already not watching Raw, so it's fine.
Yeah, I like the fact we've given you three Raw matches out of four, and no one gives a shit.
Yeah. Well, I don't actually mind the Kingston versus Lashley story. I like it because it's not Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, it's refreshing. Yeah, it's gonna be better than Lashley versus Goldberg.
Nothing. We'll talk about that at a later date.
And no, thank you. Unfortunately, yes. Right, let's go with both of these are gonna be bothered. I'm going to go with the Money in the Bank ladder match for the women's championship contract.
Can you remind me who's in it?
Yes, I can. I will consult to my notes. Asuka versus Naomi versus Alexa Bliss versus Nikki A.S.H. versus Liv Morgan versus Selena Vega versus Natalia versus Tamina. And I would, you know, ask you to hold your sighs until at least I've got to the end. Not halfway through them. Rude, that is. Just rude.
I'm just not buying a superhero gimmick or almost a superhero.
I mean, it's bollocks. It's what it is.
Yeah, there shouldn't be eight women in this match. They've barely got eight women on the roster. This is a big issue.
Is that considering the fact that Natalia and Tamina already have championships? You know, they are the tag champions.
I've got a feeling they'll be losing them tonight, so let's not worry about that.
Okay. But technically, you know, so do they really need to be in a match where they're going out for a singles? It's so stupid. Do they not think of this logic? I don't get it, man.
I cannot wait to see how the crowd reacts to all this booking.
Yeah.
Which is why I really want to watch SmackDown tonight. Because I reckon SmackDown will give
SmackDown will be okay. Yeah.
I reckon it'll give them a false sense of security.
turn up on Sunday and they'll open with, probably Rhea versus Charlotte or something.
And they'll open with two Raw matches and then SmackDown will have to try and save it.
Well, Roman will come in, save it.
Yeah. You're after a winner on this one, aren't you?
I'm stalling for time for myself.
Well, I'm going to put you on the clock now, son. Alexa Bliss.
Why? I can't book any of these women.
No, neither can I, mate.
Oscar's already won one. It was last year's holder. So what would be the point? Naomi, what would be the point? Alexa Bliss? Yeah, potentially. But not in this current state of her character.
It might work. I'm hoping here, mate.
Nikki Cross, Jesus Christ. The fact that people keep going, oh, I think it's really good. Like, Simon Miller is really trying his hardest not to bag her. If he breaks and he's like, shit, then that's it. But, I can't buy it. Why would you randomly bring Zelina Vega back if you're not going to do something with her?
To keep her off AEW's roster.
And off Twitch, probably.
Yeah. And OnlyFans.
Sure. Don't know what that is.
Of course you don't, Flower.
I am going to go... I'm going to go with what I think they should do and go with and go with what should be their hot hand, Liv Morgan. I wanted, my early pick was to have Bayley obviously win it, because that would just be an awesome logo, ding dong, hello the whole time. But obviously she's
yeah, yeah. So that does make happen. Sense.
That would have been brilliant. And the look that you just shot me then. Like, well, yeah, why not? If they're actually going to try finally to push her, what they did with Carmella that time, what's the difference? How is it different to how they originally booked Carmella when she won it?
Because Carmella had a little bit of momentum when she won it. Liv Morgan's just stopped in her tracks currently.
Although, ironically, did beat Carmella probably to get in this match, I think.
Yeah, and then she lost to her in the following week.
Oh, of course.
So, you know.
Booking. I'm not saying she's going to successfully cash it, Lee, but fuck it, I'm trying to book a storyline. You know, fucking chastising me for at least trying, which is more than what, you know, SmackDown are actually doing. This should be nailed on for us going, oh yeah, they're going to win. But it's not. And it's not, oh yeah, but doesn't that mean that it shows the depth they got? No, it doesn't. It means I can't book any of this shit and I don't know who's going to hold this. So, fuck yeah, I'm going with Morgan. Right, on to the men. Do you want me to run down the names of these?
Please do.
Oh, it doesn't know the name. Ricochet versus John Morrison, which, to be honest, I don't give a shit about now because I've done it for the past 3 weeks in a row. Versus Riddle versus Drew McIntyre versus Big E versus Kevin Owens versus King Nakamura versus Seth Rollins.
Wasn't Randy Orton meant to be in this match?
No.
Is he not?
No. So Riddle already qualified, and if you remember, I'm trying to remember who beat him now.
I know it was Drew McIntyre and AJ on it.
Yeah. I don't know. Still won't beat him anyway. So then, yeah, they went into that McIntyre, AJ. It was supposed to be Randy, but Randy was all injured. So Riddle took his place, didn't qualify. And so that's why Randy's not in it.
Fair enough.
So, fuck it.
I'm going for a left field pick on this one. So I'm going to let you go first.
Left field? Okay.
And if you're calling the same as me, it's probably not as left field as I think it is.
I don't think Ricochet or John Morrison are going to win.
Well, that's a given.
They're in there to do great spots, and I'm happy with it. But like I said, I don't give a shit about them being in the match now because they've done that match to death over the past 3 weeks because that's all Raw have done. I'm like, Jesus Christ, just have them do that one match and we go, oh yeah, that's going to be cool for the Money in the Bank. No, we'll give it to the next 2 weeks as well. I don't want Drew McIntyre to win.
No, it's as you've said before, either to me or on this podcast, it's a bit stupid of Evans because he can't cash in against Lashley.
True that. So, well, I mean, he can cash in against Goldberg.
Nothing's happened yet. Just simmer down.
Does Rollins need a Money in the Bank briefcase? No, I think you could just insert him into the main event.
But I imagine a design he could put on that briefcase.
Oh, God, it'd be hideous, wouldn't it? It'd be hideous, but I'd still make Pat buy one. And imagine, and it'd be double the price because it'd be limited edition.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, well, that sucker's going to buy one. Okay. Shinsuke's already won one.
He hasn't.
Shinsuke's been he's a Royal Rumble winner.
He's a Royal Rumble winner. He main evented WrestleMania in the middle of a WrestleMania card, but.
Is his storyline going anywhere though? No. Could he use a briefcase? Possibly.
Well, he could use it to store in a crown as well.
Will remain on top of his head. Surely he'll more get a guitar case for his lad.
What, for Rick Boogs?
Yeah. So, oh, Jesus. I'm going to go Matt Riddle.
Oh, fuck you. I was going Riddle. Well, I'm still going Riddle anyway.
It's low-key bollocks that Raw will pull.
Yeah,
it seems to be the apart from maybe Big E, but I would still rather Big E win the Rumble.
I thought you were going to go either Big E or Rollins.
Makes sense. I can see why you think that.
Because those are your two safest bets, to be fair.
Yeah, no, I can see why you would think that. And but it's strange with SmackDown. I think
it's quite a well-booked TV show.
Yeah, I think Raw needs a briefcase more so to keep you thinking, oh, maybe someone's going to try and cash in. Whereas if someone were to just cash in on Reigns, I would expect Reigns to beat them.
Yeah, like the old when Baron Corbin tried to cash in on John Cena.
Yeah,
and then just jobbed out and.
Yeah.
Well, he's never really made it bad to the main event since, has he?
Nope.
He's now just sad Corbin.
Yeah.
That's his entire gimmick.
I'm just aware. Sad. But it's cool because, you know, you'll be happy Corbin soon enough. That pattern and copyright is available. They're ready whenever he wants a turn. They're ready for him.
Jesus Christ.
So yeah, that's Money in the Bank.
Well, I thought I was going to end it on a bombshell by saying Riddle's going to win it. And then you went, Riddle's going to win it. And so, yeah, just wrap the show up, mate.
What a tosser. I'm in a sulk. You can't show. You're a prick. All right, wicked. In that case, yes. Together. With my once good friend Lee, we are champs out last. You can find us on all the major podcast networks, Amazon, Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you find your podcasts, we'll be there. Champs out last. You can find us on the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at champs out last. Find us over on YouTube. Have all of our content there. Give us a like, follow, subscribe. Tune in next week for more stupid bollocks where we laugh at how badly Lee has done with his predictions and how well I have done. We will bask in my glory.
I think that's copyright infringement, mate.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to sue him.
Also, next week I get to laugh at you when you get to chat a lot of bollocks about King of the Ring 93.
Oh, Christ, you're making me watch that, aren't you?
Yeah, so sweet. So get watching soon.
Find time in my schedule for that, okay? But yeah, so till next time, have a good time.
Peace out.